17-year-old Kira Sparks. She's been really busy these last few weeks getting her new jewelry business off the ground. It's called Seaside Creations. She works with resin, and what she does, she'll encase like a small fragment of a flower or maybe a sequence piece from someone's prom or maybe from a funeral or maybe from a wedding, and she'll encase it into the resin, making a wearable keepsake that's basically frozen in time forever. But Sparks believes being an entrepreneur comes with a social responsibility. Upon learning about the horrific explosion that rocked Beirut, Lebanon earlier this week, she decided she was going to do something. She's donating a portion of her sales to help those impacted by this deadly blast. I reached her in Colliers, and first I asked her a little bit about her jewelry.
Thank you so much. I first started my business literally a week ago. I make resin jewelry that encases certain things in earrings, necklace, pendants. Like, I've had people come and get flowers from family members' funerals. I've had people come and get certain sparkles off glitter on their recital dresses. Like, it's just basically a time capsule in jewelry for anybody that wants it. It's a more modern way to keep things that people need in their life from certain events. And I think it's a good way to give back to people so is that they can have something to cherish and keep and hold. That's not just a regular piece of jewelry that they might lose in 20 years and not look at differently right. in their jewelry box.
What a beautiful concept, my goodness. And a nice way to have a keepsake that is not that expensive, really. I mean, surely the craftsmanship you have to factor into your pricing, but it's not a diamond, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't even put in anything for the actual handmade work because, I mean, it is just spending money. I do work a part-time job, minimum wage, and I'm only a student, so that takes care of the bills that I need to pay, the very minimal bills that I do need to pay. So it is just spending money for me, and I shouldn't have that much of it. So I just basically work in the price of the products, and that's it.
What made you do this?
I mean, I've been thinking about it since I had the products ordered to start the business. Like, I was thinking maybe every month I could do a fundraiser type thing. Like, if I hadn't been ready to start last month, I would have done something for the gay pride. If I had started the month before, I would have done something for Black Lives Matter. Like, maybe next month with all the animal abuse neglect cases that are going on recently, I might do something for that. But I just decided that Lebanon is in a really bad place right now, and they need it the most. And even if I don't give them money or people don't order things from me and I can't give them money directly, then maybe it'll give people a way to go and look up Lebanon and find out more about what happened, even if they aren't in place to give me or any of the fundraisers money. So at least people will be more educated about what's going on over there.
And Kira, so it's a portion of your sales that you'll be donating? What's the breakdown?
Okay, so every necklace pendant that I sell is $10, and every earring that I sell is $15. So from every purchase that somebody makes from August 4th to August 11th, 10% of that purchase will be going to the Beit El Baraka Fund, which basically helps in-need citizens and in-need elders get the funding that they need to stay in their houses, get food for that month, et cetera, et cetera. So from every pair of earrings, $1.50 goes. From every necklace pendant, $1 goes. And this week alone, I've had almost 10 orders.
What can you tell me about the company that you're donating the money to?
I know that the company I picked, there were a lot of various companies that I were looking at. Like, one was just about giving diapers and milk to babies. But the one that I picked basically umbrellas a lot of people over there. Like, it can help the most people over there because it helps a lot of domesticated workers, low fund people. It helps a lot of retired elderly people get the food that they need, get the money for rent. Like, I'm pretty sure they go into needy communities and they look for people that are low income, that can't afford anything they need, and they go and either bring them groceries or they bring them like a credit, I believe, to just pay for the things that they need. Even though it might be really low, it's still probably getting them through that whole month.